beat with just a 6-point deficit.
Huge play by Adam Weber. I'm puzzled. You just scored your last touchdown from the spread offense in fourth. You need fourth and one is different, Clark. Fourth and five. I like the spread offense better there, but what do I know? Of course, hindsight, I guess. But great stop there by the Bearcat defense. That's all the credit to the senior, 57, Adam Weber, makes a big tackle for his team.
12-6, Harbor Beach leading. Ubley back on offense, and it's a handoff to Shane Ozentowski. He gets out for about 2, maybe 3 yards to about the 13-yard line. Tackle made by Kendall Gentner, nose guard on this defense. Second down, 7 to go, maybe even 6 according to the spot, as time is now the enemy against the Ubley Bearcats as well. 9:20 left in regulation.
Right, but keep in mind, they're only down 6. If they could take all 9 minutes to go down the field and score, they get that 2-point conversion, Clark. They win. So as far as they're concerned, the game is theirs right now to take away their game to lose. They got the football and a chance to win. That's what the Bearcats want.
Hand off to Ethan Lemke. He breaks out. He has the first down across the 20-yard line. Finally brought down by the 22-yard line by number 16, Nathan Seaman. A big gain and a new set of downs for the Ubley Bearcats. Less than 9 to play. Stops the clock momentarily to reset the chains. 12-6, Harbor Beach. Ubley on offense, though.
Ethan Lemke, definitely the leading rusher for the Bearcats yet tonight. That 10-yard carry gets him at 67 yards. Doesn't seem like a lot, but in this game, yards have been hard to come by. But that's a big one there as they get their backs away from their own end zone a little bit.
T formation. Handoff to number 10, Ethan Lemke, gets out for another chunk. This one's about 4 yards. Tackle made by number 42, Ethan Hessling, linebacker for Harbor Beach. Second down and 6 for the Ubley Bearcats. Back into the huddle, 8.5 to play.
It's exactly what the Bearcat offense does to most teams, and they do best. They find ways to mix it up. You see Ethan Lemke get a carry. You'll see William Spicer get some carries. Shane Ozentowski got the first one on this series and getting 4 yards at pop. RB's defense not being able to locate the ball quickly enough.
Sweeney under center, handoff to William Spicer, coming around to the outside. He has the first down, cuts back inside, and he is stopped at the 37-yard line. And it's going to be a new set of downs, and regardless, for the Ubley Bearcats, continuing to just chunk off. That's about a 10-yard gain for William Spicer. First and 10 at the Ubley 37-yard line.
4 plays on this series. 3 different guys get the ball. They get 4 on first down, 10 on second down, repeat. And it's been different guys every time, and that's the part that is hard to stop about this Bearcat offense. And if you're the Pirates, you still have to be careful. Casey Sweeney hasn't carried it around the edge
very
in a while
true.
Either.
It's very true. Sweeney is under center, 3-1 backfield, working off that right hash of the 37-yard line, their own territory. Hand off to Ethan Lemke up the gut, and this one gets out for about 2 yards to the 40-yard line. About maybe a 3-yard gain, a tackle made by Evans McGlinski. And it's down a second down and a short 7.
Finally, they make contact with the running back at the line of scrimmage, but he's tripped up, so Ethan Lemke's able to fall forward, get 3 yards on a play where it looked like he didn't have a lot. But Harbor Beach finally slows down that offense a little bit, but second down is where they struggled. We'll see how they respond here.
7:20 left in the fourth quarter. 12-6, Harbor Beach leading. Ubley on offense, handoff to Shane Ozentowski. Gets into those trenches and nothing more than that. Gets out to about the 42-yard line. Tackle made by number 42, Ethan Hessling. After a 2-yard gain, 3rd down and 5 to go for the Ubley Bearcats. 7 minutes left in regulation.
Shane Ozentowski, he is a large boy. He's a junior, and it takes half the Harbor Beach defense to stop his momentum, but they do. After 1 yard, maybe 2, if that spot is healthy enough, they might give him 2 there, Clark. 3rd down and 5 coming for the Bearcats now, and like I said, they don't need all 5 here, but they certainly want at least 3 or 4 and set up a manageable 4th down if needed, because that doesn't affect them at all.
Working in about 2 yards inside the right hash, right to left across your radio. Sweeney under center, hands off to Ethan Lemke, spins, and he has the 1st down right at midfield and into Harbor Beach territory at the 48-yard line. A big run for Ethan Lemke and a 3rd down conversion. And Harbor Beach player slow to get up. That'd be number, he looks okay. That's Nathan Seaman. 1st and 10 for the Ubley Bearcats now inside Harbor Beach territory.
How good has Ethan Lemke been for this team? I know the stats aren't maybe mind-blowing tonight, but all season long we've seen him. He seems to make big run after big run for this Bearcat offense. And there's another one as he's able to slide through that line of scrimmage and get what he needs for a 1st down for the Bearcats.
1st and 10 for Casey Sweeney. And it's a handoff to Ethan Lemke again, out for about 4 yards, maybe 5, as the pile continues to surge forward out to the 42-yard line of
they
Harbor
might
Beach.
Give him 6.
Tackle made by Dakota Deer, defensive tackle for Harbor Beach. And it is a gain of 6 on the play. Second down, well, about 5 yards on that now. Second down at 5, according to the spot.
Hey, it's just hard not to continue to feed the kid the ball. He just always produces, even in situations where it looks bleak. He gets 5 on first down. That's exactly what you want. And controlling the clock nicely is now 5.5 minutes to go in the game. Bearcats moving now inside Harbor Beach territory.
Lemke's fifth carry there right there. And it's a handoff to Shane Ozentoski. Blast through, has the first down, down to about the 36-yard line. Tag made by Dakota Deer on Harbor Beach's defense, but not until after a first down by Ubley as the Bearcats continue to march deeper and deeper into Harbor Beach territory. 5.5 left in regulation. Harbor Beach 12, Ubley 6.
Yeah, Harbor Beach seen enough. They're going to go switch defenses. Anthony Schweitzer checks in. Ethan Hessling comes out, so look for them to put another guy on that defensive line to try and slow him down.
Same formation. Sweeney under center, 3-man backfield. Ozentoski, Lemke, and Spicer. Hand off right up the middle to William Spicer. Blast through. He's all the way down to the 30-yard line already. It's gain of 7 on 1st and 10. Tackle made by Nathan Seaman, linebacker. And Ubley continues to pull off these chunkage of yardage. And less than 5 to play in the 4th.
They don't need a lot, but 4 and 5 yards a crack is perfect for this offense because they can watch the clock, maneuver their way down the field. You see this in the pros. You see 4-minute offenses, 6-minute offenses. They're controlling the game, controlling the clock, because they know if they're the last team to touch the football, Harbor Beach cannot blow this game open. They can take the lead or at least tie it if needed.
And off to William Spicer, and he moves the pile enough for a first down and 6 yards out there. Tackle made by Dakota Deer. Defensive tackle and move the chains deeper. Now inside the red zone of the 24-yard line.
Yeah, but Dakota Deer goes for a 3-yard ride, though. As soon as he grabs a hold of Spicer, he just drags him right along, and he's unable to bring him down at that initial contact point. And credit to the Ubley Bearcats as they are breaking through tackles or getting the most out of every carry.
First and 10 from the 24-yard line, splitting the hash marks. Sweeney under center, handoff to Ethan Lemke. He stands out for about 4 yards, down to about the 22, maybe the 21-yard line. Tackle made by Kendall Gentner. Second down, 6 to go from the 21 of Harbor Beach. 4 minutes left in regulation. Harbor Beach 12, Ubley 6.
4 yards in a cloud of dust. The home team starting to get a little quieter here, trying to keep their defense involved. But it's been a long fourth quarter here watching this Ubley Bearcat offense go all the way down the field on this high-powered Harbor Beach defense.
Sweeney, still same formation, hand off to William Spicer, has a pocket, has a hole, and he has the first down as he's stood up at the 12-yard line. That'll be a gain of, that's 9 yards. Tackle made by Nathan Seaman. Move the chains again for the Ubley Bearcats. 3:35 left in regulation.
Oh, man, you had a saying. You haven't used it all this year. It was like driving a truck through Dallas. Is that
yes,
the one
that
I the steal one. From you? That hole was humongous, and you're right. You could have drove one of them sugar beet trucks right through there, and Spicer doesn't miss it and turns it into a big first down here for the Bearcats.
Sixth first down on this drive alone for Casey Sweeney and the Bearcats. Hand off to Shane Ozentoski. Down to about the 5-yard line, fighting for any yardage he can get, moving the pile forward, and finally gets stopped at the 2-yard line. A second and third effort from Shane Ozentoski. Finally stopped by Anthony Schweitzer after a 9-yard gain, maybe even 10. No word yet if this is a first down or not. And it's going to be regardless. Second down and 1 yard to go. Nope, looks like they're going to be measuring this one. So with 3 minutes and 10 seconds left, Ubley knocking on the door. If they can score, they'll tie it with a 2-point conversion. They'd take the lead in a Division 8 district championship that has been everything and just a brawl to the title of this game.
Oh, no question about it. A defensive battle here all game long. And finally, the Bearcats are putting a drive together, and it couldn't come at a better time as Harbor Beach turns it over and downs here after a huge Ethan Hessling run, puts him on the doorstep. They're unable to walk into the end zone. The Bearcat defense gives their offense a chance, and they have done everything right so far as they have methodically driven the ball right into the teeth of the Pirate defense. Now first and goal from the 2.5-yard line and 3 minutes to go right on the number here, down 6 as the Bearcats go right to left across the radio.
Sweeney the T formation. Handoff to Ethan Lemke. Touchdown Ubley. With 2:52 left in regulation, the Ubley Bearcats tie the ball game 12-12 with a 2-point conversion with a chance to lead for the Ubley Bearcats.
Wow, what an impressive drive by the Bearcats as they come into this Pirate home field and go all the way down the length of the field after their defense makes an outstanding goal line stop.